Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The MBTA police officer wounded in the firefight with the Boston Marathon bombing suspects is moving forward in his recovery at Boston Spalding Rehabilitation Hospital. WBUR's Andrea Shea visited Richard Donahue, who goes by Dick, and his wife Kim yesterday, and has this report.
Sitting in the hospital's sun-drenched gym wearing khaki shorts and a dark blue transit police shirt, Officer Dick Donahue describes the damage done when a bullet ripped through his thigh, severing his femoral artery and vein.
I have a scar that's about 8-10 inches long on my right groin, two scars on my left groin, and probably another 10 inches on my belly, and then two small ones on each side of my right calf. And I still have a bullet lodged near my right hip.
Donahue arrived at Spalding Thursday after a month's stay at Mount Auburn Hospital. When the 33-year-old tries to recall what happened in Watertown that night, the only memory he can muster is showing up at work.
Don't remember the firefight. I don't remember being at Shaw Collier scene. I don't remember anything clearly at all.
But Donahue's wife, Kim, will never forget the officer showing up at her door with the news and what the doctors told her later at the hospital.
He may not remember his own name. He may not remember who he is. He may not be able to wiggle his toes or give a thumbs up. So when he actually was able to start doing that stuff, it's been such a miracle just to see how far he's progressed.
But still, Officer Donahue has a long way to go. He looks forward to being able to walk again without pain. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.